Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Israel, citizens protest against the CCP's crimes. 96 Falun Gong practitioners sentenced for their faith reported in May 2021. Qinghai woman defends herself in court. Social Security Bureau drops case against her. Seoul, South Korea. Attendees share their experiences of attending 9-day Falun Dafa seminar. Udumbara flowers bloom in Texas. And people in Thien, Italy learn Falun Gong. Now for the stories.
Israel. Citizens protest against the CCP's crimes. A group of Israel citizens held a series of protests between March and May to raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's human rights violations and its infiltration of other countries with its totalitarian ideology. The protests began in Tel Aviv and later took place in Jerusalem in April and in Haifa and Netanya in May. The first protest took place at the entrance of the Tel Aviv's Carmel Market, the most central market in the city. As Israel was just emerging from its COVID-19 lockdown, and it was the Purim holiday, the streets were filled with people celebrating in costumes. Some passersby stopped by the protest area, listened to speeches, and took leaflets. Many stopped at the petition desk to give their signature in support of ending the CCP. Some signed it right away, as if waiting for the opportunity to express their disdain of the CCP's crimes, while others were glad for the opportunity since they were already aware of the CCP's human rights abuses. The protest organizers held large signs highlighting the CCP's violent history, including the Tiananmen Square massacre, the Cultural Revolution, forced abortions under its one-child policy, and its torture and killing of Falun Gong practitioners for their faith. One speaker said, "The CCP has been persecuting Falun Gong for over 21 years, utilizing the most horrific and severe forms of torture, to such an extent that a very large number of Falun Gong practitioners have lost their lives." Another speaker explained, saying, "The reason the CCP persecutes Falun Gong practitioners is because they believe in truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. These principles are not accepted by the CCP." He continued, saying, "This persecution is not only against Falun Gong practitioners, it is a persecution against the universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. As Jews after the Holocaust, we carry a historic responsibility, and we must not remain silent. I call on everyone here to do their best to end the persecution and to put an end to the crimes committed by the CCP."
Ninety-six Falun Gong practitioners sentenced for their faith reported in May 2021. The month of May 2021 recorded 96 Falun Gong practitioners being sentenced to prison for their faith, which has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since 1999. The newly reported 96 cases included one that took place in 2019, 37 cases in 2020, and 58 cases in 2021. The delay in the case reports is caused primarily by the strict information censorship in China, which makes it difficult for Minghui correspondents to collect and send out information. In the past 5 months, a total of 592 sentencing cases have been reported, including one in 2019, 266 in 2020, and 325 in 2021. The total confirmed sentencing cases for 2020 have now become 888. For the 96 cases confirmed in May 2021, the practitioners hailed from 41 cities in 21 provinces and municipalities. Henan registered the most cases of 31. Heilongjiang ranked the second with 10 cases. 26 of the 31 wrongfully convicted practitioners in Henan were sentenced together after being targeted in a mass arrest in 2019. Another 14 Henan practitioners arrested on the same day were also sentenced to 2 to 9 years in March 2021. Other group sentencings were reported in other areas. Except for 3 unknown prison terms and 11 practitioners who were given probation, the remaining 82 practitioners were sentenced to between 6 months and 13 years in prison. The average term was 3 years and 10 months. Several of the practitioners were sentenced secretly, and their families were kept in the dark about their detention locations and details of their trials. 13 of the 96 practitioners were 65 years old or older, with 2 of them being 81 and 1 of them ordered to serve 9 years. A 79-year-old man was sentenced to 8.5 years in prison for his belief.
Qinghai woman defends herself in court. Social Security Bureau drops case against her. Ms. Kang Jinying, a Falun Gong practitioner from Goldmud City in Qinghai Province, was jailed for 2.5 years for her faith following her arrest in March 2017. She was released in September 2019 and received a notice from the Goldmud Social Security Bureau in December 2020, telling her to return the pension benefits issued to her during her imprisonment. Ms. Kang, in her 60s, contacted the Bureau and warned them that their request was unlawful. She then received a court summons in April 2021, saying the Bureau had sued her for unjust enrichment. More specifically, they demanded the return of retirement benefits totaling 128,000 yuan. During a hearing on May 14th, Ms. Kang defended herself, requesting that the summons be dismissed due to its lack of legal basis. The judge did not announce a decision that day. On May 31st, Ms. Kang received the court ruling which said, based on the Chinese Civil Procedure Law, Item 1 of Article 154, this court grants plaintiff Goldmud Social Security Bureau's request to withdraw the case. According to insiders, the judge spent a lot of time evaluating the case and even went to the provincial capital to have a meeting with the provincial court. The conclusion reached at the meeting is that the Goldmud City Court should not handle this case.
Seoul, South Korea. Attendees share their experiences of attending 9-day Falun Dafa seminar. The Chianti Bookstore in Seoul holds 9-day Falun Dafa seminars once a month. They are free of charge, and participants can attend either the morning or the evening sessions. Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, is a meditation system based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. It has spread to over 100 countries since Master Li Hongzhi first introduced it to the public. To get started, one can read books at falundafa.org, join local group exercises, or attend 9-day seminars where Mr. Li's video lectures are replayed. Kim Kyung-il, a 60-year-old writer who was a television station producer for 30 years, attended a recent 9-day Falun Dafa seminar in Seoul. He first heard about Falun Dafa 22 years ago, but didn't pursue learning the practice. Time passed quickly. Likely due to stress, Kim developed diabetes, high blood pressure, hypolipidemia, and an irregular heartbeat. He had no choice but to quit his job. Due to insufficient blood supply to the brain, he fainted twice and had to have a pacemaker installed. He took 17 or 18 pills every morning to deal with depression and panic disorder. His insomnia was so bad that even prescription drugs did not help. The constant frustration made him almost want to end his life. Once, as he was passing a renowned tourist destination in Seoul, Kim ran into some Falun Dafa practitioners and heard about the 9-day seminar. He purchased the main book of Falun Dafa, Xuan Falun, and finished reading it the same night. After that, Kim learned the Falun Dafa exercises and read the Falun Dafa books. He also stopped taking medicine without giving it much thought. He said, "When I realized this in the beginning, I was a little nervous, but everything was just fine. And I decided to count on Falun Dafa because medicine could not cure my illnesses anyway." 4 months have passed. He had a physical exam last week, and a nurse told him that he no longer needed to take anything for high blood pressure or diabetes, and the pacemaker could also be removed since it was about to run out of battery. Kim said he would be fine without the pacemaker and medicine. He added, "From reading Falun Dafa books, I now understand what illness is all about, and I am very grateful."
Udambara flowers bloom in Texas. Udambara flowers have been seen in bloom in different cities in Texas recently. Falun Dafa practitioners who have seen these tiny flowers have felt blessed and full of hope. Udambara flowers have neither leaves nor petals and are as delicate as silk. Each flower stands and blooms individually in a different formation each time. In the spiritual community, the Udambara flower is regarded as something very auspicious and is often referred to as a heavenly flower. According to Buddhist scriptures, the Udambara is a sacred flower from Buddhist realms. It is said to bloom only once every 3,000 years. Udambara flowers are believed to only bloom when there is great virtue in the world. Falun Dafa practitioners believe that the appearance of these flowers means that the heavens are revealing a secret to the human world. Ever since the spread of Falun Dafa, Udambara flowers have been seen in bloom in every country and region. This is a hint that Falun Dafa is saving sentient beings and that this once-in-a-millennia opportunity should not be missed. Shenyun Performing Arts performed a dance piece called The Udambara's Bloom, and many audience members expressed their insights and feelings after watching the dance. A company CEO from Taiwan also felt something very spiritual in the dance performance. She said that the holy king who turns the wheel has arrived in the world, and everything in Shenyun felt very real to her. An American audience member said she started to cry when she saw the dance piece, The Udambara's Bloom. She said the beauty of the dance was rooted deeply in her heart, and the performance was full of God's and Buddha's compassion toward mankind. Another American audience member said he believed the performance was a sign for people to wake up. He believed it was a divine signal sent to us, and we need to follow that path.
People in Thien, Italy learn Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners introduced the meditation discipline in Thien, in northern Italy, on May 29, 2021. Local residents learned the Falun Gong exercises and about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the practice for the past 22 years. Practitioners introduced the history, principles, and benefits of Falun Gong to people who participated in the event. As the exercise instruction video was played, two practitioners repeated the exercise movements in slow motion so that the participants could easily follow along. Other practitioners helped correct people's movements. The local residents were thankful to practitioners for their efforts and were happy to take the paper lotus flowers that practitioners shared with them. Many people signed a petition calling for the Italian government to help stop the CCP's persecution, especially its harvesting of organs from living Falun Gong practitioners. A woman expressed her deep gratitude to the practitioners for their volunteer work. She said that she had learned a lot from the event. She signed the petition and bought two Falun Gong books, including the main book, Xuan Falun. Some attendees said that they wanted to continue doing the exercises and took information about the time and location of local group exercises. An event organizer said, Even though not everyone will start doing cultivation practice immediately, I hope everyone here today will benefit from the information, because the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are truly helpful. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.